On Sunday, 24 March, two documentary films about gold mining in northern Greece, Cassandra's Treasure by Yorgos Avieropoulos and Greedy Profit by Yannis Karipidis, were presented at the Thessaloniki Documentary Film Festival. The theater was sold out and the audience was captivated, learning at last the details of a political, financial, and environmental scandal of which few know and which even fewer understand. The mining rights in northern Greece are owned by Greek business magnate Bobolas, whose influence on the political milieu and the media is such that he can be described as a Greek Berlusconi. Tolis Papagiorgiou is one of the leaders of the protest movement against mining in Chalkidiki. The information he gave to the audience during the question and answer session after the projection of the two movies was an eye-opener for many.
The issue is, naturally, that in mass media owned by Bobolas and Alafouzos, these things cannot be said. Luckily, the internet gives an entirely different image of all this, and that's how this story came to be known.
Mass media have been portraying local communities opposed to mining as anarchists, leftists, agents of competing business interests, and more. They failed, for example, to cover the Greek Independence Day parade in the village of Yerissos on 25 March, where school children wore t-shirts asking, "Tear gas in schools," in protest at the invasion of their village by the riot police 2 weeks earlier, which had resulted in several students being transferred to hospital with wounds and respiratory problems. Anesti Stratiadis from the Interregional Coordination Committee Against Gold Mining told us.
It's very important that citizens who participate in protests get to broadcast news themselves. We feel that large rallies and other events we organize are being silenced because TV channels and mainstream media in general won't let our voices be heard. We think that citizen journalism is an absolute necessity because news reaches people unfiltered. And this message, which is sent by every one of us, must reach our fellow citizens.
Local people have been holding protest after protest against the mining company, whose planned activities, if implemented, threaten the region with wholesale environmental destruction. These protests, several of which were large in size, and almost all of which were brutally repressed by the riot police, were until recently ignored by Greek conventional media. It was only after an arson attack by anti-mining activists on the Skourias mining site that mainstream media reported the story, more often than not to present environmental activists as potential terrorists. Back in the coastal village of Yerissos, Nikos, a young resident, asked us to train him to use the various tools available to activists and citizen journalists in the age of the internet.
We live in a remote area, and it would be good if people who know better than us how to use the internet could teach us, so that we can come closer with youth in Greece and elsewhere in the world.
Maria Kadoglou is another resident of the region and a prominent figure in the anti-mining protest movement. She runs the Anti-Gold Greece blog virtually alone and is struggling to keep up with developments to keep the world informed.
What I want to say is, people don't understand the power of social media. They don't understand that when dominant media fail to say something, they can broadcast it themselves, and that will make a huge difference in our struggle because we'll stop being invisible.
The struggle against mining in Chalkidiki gained some nationwide attention due to recent developments as well as support from Avieropoulos, Karipidis and citizen media such as Radio Bubble and Omnia TV. But for the people of Chalkidiki, having their own citizen media is a matter of sustainability for their voices to be heard.